looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Surprise, it's Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. My gosh, that would be a surprise. It's Wednesday. And welcome to Light on Living. We are doing a special full-blown month-long series of self-love. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. And as we continue on day two of this series, it is all about self-love. And we learned so many things yesterday. I think we have to really dig our heels in about what self-love is, as it's certainly not selfish, and it's about finding yourself and paying attention to what you need and how and when in the time of need you can really be there for yourself. So we're continuing today. This is a neat one. We're going to title today's show Second Chances. And I really love that, because that can mean a lot to people. First of all, do we give second chances to others? Do we give second chances to ourselves? And how much gratitude do we have when a second chance is just presented and we get a redo? We get to do it over, or we get to do something more or longer with loved ones or with an opportunity. So today we have Dr. Stacey Cooper, and her chapter is actually called 302 Days. Not 365, but 302 days. And I'm going to share with you a little bit about Dr. Stacey Cooper, and I'm going to call her Stacey for the rest of the show. And I certainly could add a bazillion things to her little slurgy bio here, but let's just share with you about her, and then we'll just dive right in. So Dr. Stacey Cooper, she is a chiropractic doctor, holistic health and wellness expert, lifestyle coach, and author. Dr. Stacey Cooper initially created Lifestyle Balance Solutions in an immediate response to suffering her own health crisis due to lack of balance in her life. And I'm going to stall there for a second. People, we have to understand that when we have that lack of balance, this is a crisis, and there is suffering going on. So at the time, she was unaware of the extent of her strength or what this life-altering experience would uncover for her and her family. Stacey's rediscovery of what it takes to be healthy in this crazy world and her journey to the realization of a deeper relationship with herself and her family led her to ultimately find the way to balance her life and restore her health. Oh, God, I love that word, restore. Dr. Stacey has created online products as well as personal mentorship programs for her patients and clients. She has been featured in radio interviews, and we can name a few of them, which is Gail Carson and Darlene DeStefano, if I say this all right, internet radio with Cheryl Jennings, and podcast with Susan Cristalli. As a speaker, Stacey inspires audiences by sharing her story, her discoveries, and the strategies that continue to help her optimize her health and well-being. Being an advocate for self-discovery, self-love, and revitalization, she is making a positive difference. So I want to welcome Stacey to this show so she can share with us not only the 302 days, but everything about self-love that she can. So welcome, Stacey.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh, this is such a great everything. It's such a great everything. And as I'm reading, you know, that word balance is just so tricky. How do we know if we're out of balance? What would be some symptoms, signs?
Well, it's so funny because your body is so in tune with its environment, and your body is always self-correcting. Your body wants to maintain what's called homeostasis, and that is the balance point. And it's striving to do that every millisecond of every moment of every single day. And that includes not only, you know, when you're hungry, when you're tired, when you're hot, when you're cold. Your body wants to maintain that homeostasis. But your body can only do so much on its own. And if things are happening within your own personal environment, and that includes not just your physical environment, you know, hot, cold, but your mental, spiritual, relationship, work, financial, it encompasses your physical, it encompasses every aspect of your being. And if any one thing is out of balance, then that's when you start to fall off kilter. And so signs and symptoms that show up are a huge variety of things, and it differs for every single person. If you feel like your fuse is really short and you don't have the time that you should, you know, if, for someone, if you're out of breath all the time, that's a physiological response, right? If your blood pressure is out of kilter, that's a physiological response. If your blood sugars are out of kilter, that's a physiological response. But you also have emotional responses where you be anxious, you may be depressed, you may be euphoric all the time, which is, you know, at different ends of the spectrum. And it doesn't just have to be negative. It can be positive ends as well, but it means it's out of homeostasis. It's out of that middle balance point. It's like a teeter-totter.
I was just imagining a teeter-totter, actually. Yes. I was like, oh, we got to go, oh, a little over here, oh, a little over there.
So it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. All of those life experiences and things that you do experience from moment to moment sway you from that balance point, and your body is working all the time and sometimes fighting really hard to maintain that homeostasis. But sometimes there are just events that happen or circumstances or situations or whatever you want to call them that are just too overwhelming for the body to deal with because you've lost that balance.
And you know what's interesting is I'm thinking, I'm hearing everything you said. See, we didn't have any of these questions prepared. You would have thought that I had given you that question before. You were so good. But, you know, when I'm thinking right now, balance, you know, and got a homeostasis, and we're trying to find that point, that right in the middle point, and that the body constantly does do its little check on all levels. There's an interesting word that has been out there. I remember there's books written about it, that, you know, we all have our set points, and this could be in happiness or sadness or pain, like a threshold, almost like a set point. We can only hit so high, money making, financial, health, all weight, you know, all these things. And what I mean, it's all our genetic, or not, it's our life experience makeup, but the set point does vary, doesn't it, from people to people. Like, you talk about being trying to be a superwoman, trying to handle everything. So your set point would be very different than somebody else who gets overwhelmed easily and says, no, I can't do anything.
Well, everyone's set point is different, and because it's based on your own life experiences and your conditioning and your filters that you use to perceive your experience. And, you know, one thing that I share with many of my clients is there is no such thing as reality. Because it's your perception of an event that creates the own reality within yourself. And no other person, not even a twin of yourself, could experience a situation in exactly the same fashion because of our past and because of how we've been brought up and our culture and our family situations and our upbringings and just everything that has happened. We learn from every situation, and we use those learnings to form our opinions of how we're going to view the next event. And whether that, again, that's positive or negative, that's for someone themselves to decide. And it can be changed as well, which is the beautiful point.
Yes, I think that's the one, is nothing is set in stone. Nothing is at a set point. It's just, it's all reality, your reality. That's so easy. I'm a sister, and it's funny, you know, we'll talk about things and I'll be thinking, that is nothing like what happened. What are you talking about? You know, it's weird. We have these same place, same family, same school kind of thing, but just at a different viewpoint. And
right,
it's important not to judge, because that really, now to bring this around to self-love, this is the neat thing. I love that you said that. We take those experiences, we have these, we turn them into beliefs. We turn them into possible limitations, or, you know, a launch pad, but it can be changed. And through self-love, is that how we can do it? And like, what parts of loving ourselves and doing that can we use to adjust and refocus our lens on our reality?
Well, it's so funny that you say that, you know, our own limitations and our own beliefs within ourselves. And, you know, talking about this book and writing this chapter and participating in this project, when I first started working with my business mentor, he talked about, you know, building your website, writing an ebook. And I said, I'm a chiropractor. I work with my patients. I am not an author. Boom. there was my imaginary set point that I limited myself, and I said, I'm not an author. So apparently I am, because now I have an international bestseller. But
yay!
That's exactly one of the things, right? And that's just a very small example. But self-love, when you start to not push so hard or push so much or strive so hard, life doesn't have to be hard. And we often make it hard on ourselves. And when you start to step back a little bit, and self-love to me is about getting quiet and listening to what your heart truly desires. That's the depth of self-love for myself, because there was a time in my life where I made myself so busy, which then led to other issues and then, of course, my crisis. But because then you don't have to listen to anything. If you're running all the time and caring for the kids and caring for your husband and caring for everybody else and doing your job and going to school or whatever your list of to-dos are, and you're not on your priority list, there is no self-love, then you're not listening to yourself at all. So you really have no idea what you truly want, because you never got quiet enough to listen to what your heart's true desire is. And so when you take some time, and even if it's just two, if you're just starting out, even if it's just 2 or 3 minutes a day to just sit quiet, you know, out on a bench in your backyard or just somewhere quiet, or even if it's in your bed before anybody else wakes up in the house, you set your alarm just a few minutes early and you just lay and set quiet for a minute and listen. What do I want of this day? What do I want to create this day? What really makes my heart sing? And when you start doing that and paying attention and then taking care of yourself and getting yourself on your own priority list, then all of your energy changes. We're all energetic beings. And when that happens, all of your interactions with others change as well.
It does. And that was beautiful the way you said that. It's I'd like to share this, is that I think I at one point was, we all master things. We get really good at them. Say we say we're going to go to the gym, and then we really are on. We've been doing it for years. We do this and we're committed, or we play tennis on this day, or we do something, you know, for ourselves that we think is something. And then something happens, like what you said, we can't control every condition and everything, you know, people, events and things like show up in your life. And I thought I really had some things mastered. Like I had my, you know, 15 minutes in the afternoon. And you know, Stacey, this is so weird. It got busy, I guess. I got busy and I stopped doing my afternoon 15 minutes, whether it be a nap or 15 minutes. I just used to always lay on the floor and just get quiet, like what you said. And you know that it has almost been 9 months, and I went to lay on the floor and I went, oh my gosh, I haven't done this for 9 months. Like, oh my gosh, this is something I did every day. And you know what? I was feeling overwhelmed and snappy and short fused. And I was like, gosh, this doesn't feel good. I was getting away from self-love. And so it's like, we almost have to check in with ourselves.
That's absolutely true. And sometimes it creeps up on us fairly slowly. And again, your body is in a remarkable adaptive mechanism, and it adjusts to shifts. And that's why when it creeps up on us slowly, we don't notice it first off. You know, that little, you know, great example is that little tweak of spasm in your back, perhaps when you were digging in the garden. Oh, it'll go away by itself. No, it won't. It didn't get there by itself, so it won't go away by itself. Your brain will just shut down that pain signal, because your brain has to monitor everything else going on in your body. So then you need to create more damage, more pain and inflammation to re-trigger that set point, to re-trigger the brain that, ooh, that is sore again. The same is true with every aspect of your body and your brain and your environment. So when it creeps up in little stages, it just kind of gets shoved to the back burner, and you don't realize it until sometimes it's like a 2x4 over the head, where you really have to stand up and take notice and say, oh, here I am. Now we need to fix something, because it got big fast.
Yes.
Well, it didn't really get big fast. You just weren't listening when the little taps were showing up on your shoulder.
Right. Oh, I love that. You're right. It's like, oh, that's such a thing. And I wonder how many people are listening right now, if they, you know, hopefully something's reminded them of what they used to do that made them feel really good, but we've pushed it out of the schedule because other things have kept in the way. And you know what? I was going to, because in your chapter, you, like you said, you're a chiropractic doctor. You work with clients. You have a schedule. You see them. But you actually are in a family business, and it's been, you're in the third generation?
Fourth generation. Yeah.
Yes,
since 1912, my great-grandfather started the practice, and I joke that chiropractic is the fountain of youth because I don't look anywhere near 105. So,
yeah. You know, and that is, and but I have to ask you though, what kind of pressure that might be? Also, that's a lot to. Could be expectations
to live up to.
Yes, and that's something that. Well, I guess it's your perception, but how. How do you do that?
Since I was 12, I knew I wanted to be a chiropractor. And I was going into the office at 12 years old on Saturday mornings. I joked that Tim Hortons got me into chiropractic because my dad would take me in. We'd stop for a treat at Timmy's on the way. And then I would help out Saturday mornings at the office. And through that experience, and I was just filing charts and showing patients to rooms and tidying up, you know, things like that. But through that experience, just seeing the transformation that occurs in the office when patients would come hobbling in, or sometimes not even under their own power, and they would spend seemingly minutes with my dad and being adjusted and taken care of. And when you unleash the innate potential and healing ability within the body through the adjustments and restore function and reduce muscle spasm and stress and improve the vitality throughout the body, and they would walk out under their own power.
That
was just such a gift to be able to give to others and share and just unleash the healing within the body.
And on that, we're going to end up restoring and go to commercial really quickly here. But when we come back, I do want to sit on that word about restoring. I think that's a really great word to come back to in just a few moments.
Thank you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening into Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, and we have Dr. Stacey Cooper here, one of the co-authors of What Self-Love Got to Do with It. And if you're listening, I just want to remind everybody to jump over to my Facebook page, Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. Make a comment, ask a question, just be involved and or share something. And we are going to enter your name in a draw to win a book. Remember, every show this month, there's a book to be won. And everybody really does want a copy because there are 14 incredible chapters all about self-love. And that's where we are. And I left off with Stacey talking about, I really love the word restore. I mean, it makes me feel good. There's the word rest in there, which is what Stacey's really saying. You know, that's how we get, can access self-love or get self-love, because we rest and listen to ourselves. So now, Dr. Stacey, she shares this in her chapter, 302 Days, that her body let her know when she was in over her head, too much going on, too much hair. And I was going to ask you, Stacey, if you could just share a little bit, encapsulating some of that, what was the overwhelm and why did it go take such a bad turn for you?
Well, as we were talking about in the first segment, you know, that homeostasis, that balance point, that center point of the teeter-totter. And I mentioned how not only good events or negative events, it's not just one or the other that can take you away from that balance point. Mm-hmm. Both are able to do that. And so when we talk about life events and the stress capacity that they hold, what happened in the 302 days was almost every single significant life event within that time frame, and it was just a little too much to handle.
Yeah, and actually you actually made a list, and I remember reading that, and it's actually on page 42, and I do want to just go, I'm going to run through that list really quickly, because it just gives everybody a little idea of here. You did have an enormous shift in job responsibility. Your dad was no longer able to practice. You had huge uncertainty surrounding your, oh, I don't want to say it now in case I just ruin the chapter for everybody. Should I do it?
No, let them find out in the book.
Okay. Well, you know what? There was a lot going on in every aspect of her life. I just want to highlight that. So it was at work. It was at home. It was where they lived. It just was endless. And like what you kind of just said right there, every life event that could happen all happened, boom, together.
Yes. And when we talk about restoration, and I share this with my clients and patients all the time, that restoration has the word rest built right in. And if you are not resting your body well, your body repairs itself every single day. You have new skin cells that are formed. Every single cell in your body is turning over. Your red blood cells only have a finite lifespan, and they expire, and brand new ones are being made. So your body is restoring all the time, but it does that during rest. And if you're not resting well, then your body can't restore. That's why we age. That's how we get older, because things are deteriorating and wearing down, and they're not being built back up. And so that's why it's really important to get proper rest, and not only sleep. Sleep is vital. And in today's society, where shift work is so prevalent and the hours spent away from the family and overtime, that really wreaks havoc with your day and night cycle and with the restorative energies of the body, and you feel like you're in perpetual jet lag all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you're not also restoring your body through physical activity and exercise, because when you're doing, again, you know, factory work, my husband worked in a car plant for 15 years, so I'm very familiar with how it affected his system, but also our entire family, and how the household ran as well, supporting that shift work. It has far-reaching effects, not just for the worker, but for the family too. And so when you're doing that type of physical work in one direction all the time, all day, every day, and you're not stretching in the opposite direction, you're not strengthening your muscles on the other side of the joint, you're not balancing your muscle structure or your joint mobility, then your body breaks down physically. And that's why he had to leave the physical job, because of injury.
You just can't keep up. Yeah, your body is not built to do that over and over. Well, now I have a question then, just because I'm curious. If somebody is in a repetitive motion job like that, if they do balance out, like say they're always bending forward, but then they do their activities and strength and bending backwards, Does that actually help, or does that just wear out the other side now even more?
Well, muscles work in synergy with each other, agonist and protagonist. So when they contract and relax, right? So when you straighten your arm, your triceps is contracting to straighten your arm. When you contract your biceps, that does a bicep curl, so that bends your elbow. So you want both to be strong on all aspects around every joint so that you have balanced joint function. When you run into muscle imbalances, and especially in the lower body, because our lower body is holding us up all day long, when you have muscle imbalances from the outside of the knees to the inside of the knees, now the joint space between the knees is being gapped, which means it's not wearing evenly. So think of your car when the tires need an alignment, right? There's more wear on the outside of the tire than the inside.
Yes, yes.
That tire surface is your knee joint surface. So if the muscles are imbalanced, it's straining on one side and not the other, that leads to imbalance. So muscle balance is really important. Yoga is a fantastic exercise for increasing flexibility. And you don't have to be a pretzel to do yoga, and you don't have to be a girl to do yoga. Yoga is for everyone, and especially for those in repetitive strain situations, because it helps to restore function in all aspects around all the joints and builds your body strength too. And it also has that meditative component, which is quieting the mind and the body, which is huge in restoring physical well-being.
Yes. You know, here's another funny share. As I get busier in my days or whatnot, I think, okay, I love stretching. I think it's like, if I can't work out, I don't even care. If I can't stretch, that really bothers me. So I remember just in the past, let's say 2 weeks or so, I go to do my stretches. Now, I'm only going to commit no more than 10 minutes. It's probably a 7-minute thing. And I remember I realized that I had stopped the stretching in less than 3 minutes. I hadn't even got 3 minutes in to check and do something on the phone 3 times. Oh, I better do this. Oh, I better do that. And I went, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I can't even get through 7 minutes. This is now we have an issue. But again, back to that busy and that stretching. I want to ask you, because you are a chiropractor, this will be a fun one. We have fluid that runs through our spine and that delivers, you know, beautiful, beautiful fluids to our brain and to all of our muscles and nerves. When we are stressed, busy, not moving properly, does that fluid get stuck, so to speak, or can it not do what it's supposed to do, or will it always find a way to deliver?
There's many different aspects to that question. When we're talking about spinal health and disc health, which is the spacers in between each of your vertebra, the discs don't have a blood supply in your spine. And they're the spacers. You want them to be nice and plump and happy so that they keep some of the pressure off the nerves, because that maintains the disc height of your spinal column. So when they dehydrate and become thinner, that's why we shrink with age. Okay. So you have these building blocks with these soft spacers in between that want to be nice and plump. So the discs don't have a blood supply. So they rely on joint motion to keep the fluid flowing, to nourish the discs, because the fluid carries the nutrients that the discs require to stay healthy. Now, when you injure yourself or a joint gets locked and your range of motion is decreased and it's not working properly, if a joint is locked, then the fluid is not flowing, it's stagnant, so the disc is not getting the nourishment that it needs. And so it starts to degenerate and dry out and become thinner and not provide as much cushioning for the disc area. So chiropractic actually helps to maintain disc health and reduce degenerative disc disease by maintaining joint function, thereby keeping the fluid flowing well and nourishing the disc.
I love it's like a whole little system. That was a dynamic question. Welcome at that.
Very.
I love that you chose the word nourish, because that you also really share with people about self-love. It has to involve what we feed our bodies. You can't. Yeah, exactly. So one can't love themselves and feed themselves crap all the time. Can you just speak to me and everybody listening on, I would love for you to talk about fast food. And I'll tell you why I want this, because the people, I just find people who are feeling really miserable, they're feeling really depressed, and they're feeling really, oh, I just can't get it. They're the ones eating the most food that's bad for them. Why is this?
All right, so we talked about homeostasis and that balance point, right? And your body trying to restore and do the best that it can with what you give it. And that includes every aspect of your life, what you're providing for your environment, your mind, body, spirit, and the fuel that you put in your body too. So I always liken it to a car engine. If you put diesel fuel in a gasoline engine, it's not going to run very effectively or efficiently for very long at all, if it's going to run anyway. So when you are putting fast food into the beautiful, nourishing, one and only body that you have, it is highly processed food, which means it has a shelf life of almost infinity, because you know you found those French fries in the bottom of your car on the floor mat that have been there for 3 months and still look the same as they did the day you bought them. You've seen on Facebook the Big Mac sitting on the countertop, you know, not growing any mold. Flies won't even touch it, because you know what? It's not really food. It's been so highly processed that all the nutritive value has been stripped away. And when you consume it, it's been so highly processed that all that you're really feeding your body is glucose, just sugar molecules. So here we're leading to the diabetic connection. You know how much fat is in those types of things. So therefore, cholesterol, weight gain, of course, obesity, and sugar is the greater component to today's obesity epidemic in North America rather than fat. And fat is the right fats are extremely important for brain health and neurological system health. So if you want to reduce dementia and Alzheimer's and all these neurological diseases, you need to fuel your body better. So when you are putting crap in the system, crap in equals crap out, which means it not only affects your mood, because that's part of your neurological system, your emotions, you're not feeling well, you're sluggish, you suffer from pain and inflammation, because those foods, white foods in our North American diet, wheat is a huge component of that, is a very inflammatory food. Also, our North American diet is highly acidic. Every food leaves behind a residue, whether it be acidic or alkaline. And when you're talking about the white foods, like wheat, it leaves a very acidic residue. And what happens is cancer loves acid. And here we're getting all of these cancers popping up all over the place, and people of younger and younger ages being afflicted by it, because it's just so prevalent in our society and in our community. So when you start eating whole foods, you feel cleaner, lighter, your mood shifts. You are actually truly nourishing your body, which then has great strength to provide for you for physical movement. And you're also decreasing pain and inflammation because you're reducing those inflammatory foods.
It's a whole, you have to start the one foundation. Now, I want to bring this to, because food is like, that's, we really connect food to emotion. We call it emotional eating, you know?
Yes.
So when you were overwhelmed and living in that, the 302 days, how was your nutrition? How were you feeding yourself?
Not well, because at that time, there wasn't a whole lot of home time because of all the things that were happening. I was not home much. So, you know, my husband, of course, was making meals for the family, and I was traveling back and forth and all the responsibilities that I had. So it was grab and go. And there was, I can't even tell you how many days of exhaustion where sometimes you wouldn't even get to supper and just collapse in bed to start all over and do it again the next day. So that really affected how my engine ran. And it almost conked right out. So, you know, that's when it really came. And what really blew my mind was, as a doctor of chiropractic, in the study that we undergo and our education and the amount of nutrition study that we have far surpasses what any medical doctor receives. But even with all of that knowledge, I still got overwhelmed. I still had the missing link. So it really took a lot of digging for me and research and trial and error to put together what truly works and what truly your body needs when you get down to basics. And that's what I've developed through the Balanced Living Academy.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I don't know a lot about it, but nobody else says we want to hear about that. So what is that? The balance, so balance solution, lifestyle balance solution.
Yes, I created the program, my Lifestyle Balance Solutions, as a result of everything that I have experienced. And through my second chance, knowing that if I stumbled into this situation with even the knowledge that I had, that
yes.
so many others would benefit from being able to fast track it or shortcut it by me already providing the pathway.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lifestyle Balance Solutions was created. And so I created the Healthy Eating Blueprint, which is a 5-week module program about fueling your body better, getting back to basics. And it's easy and simple. And it works in my household with 4 teenagers. And I also now have my Healthy Fuels cookbook.
Yes, 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 yes. And what would be, I love that already. And that, so the cookbook, so these are recipes that you eat. You eat this. This is what you do every day.
Absolutely. There's smoothies, breakfast, lunch, supper, and dessert, because what's life without dessert? And diets don't work, and I teach that too, because the reward cascade is already built into your brain. So much of our activities and what we do is based on the reward cascade. And so, diet. If you're on a diet and you're eating stupid salads all week, you deserve a cheat day because you worked really hard. Well, you know what? There you just sabotaged your whole entire 5 or 6 day effort for one cheat day. That's bull. So when you get to have dessert, and you could even eat my chocolate cake for breakfast because it's so healthy and such a great protein, then there is no cheat day. Every day is a cheat day. You're nourished, you're happy, you're healthy, your kids enjoy it because I had to pass that test, and
yes.
my kids make it as well.
You know, and we're going to, on that note, we're going to go into commercial, but I have to say, let's leave on with, we might even hear a little bit more about that chocolate cake that you can have for breakfast. I think that is a great title when we come back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
No,
we're getting to such great parts here on Light on Living with Lisa Berry, and we are talking about, and for the whole month, self-love, and we're highlighting the book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. And I'm so excited for 14 lucky winners who, if you go on my Facebook page, Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, make a comment, like it, share the post, because you get entered into a draw, and this is honestly, this is such a fabulous book. Dr. Stacey Cooper is with us, and she is just, you know, woman after my own heart here. I have to love nutrition. I'm a nutritionist, and even though I may not practice it full on anymore, you know what, Stacey, for me, my biggest thing, I know when I'm not loving myself so much and I'm out of balance, because my few biggest things are I love tea, and I love tea way too much, and I use it sometimes as comfort, as fuel, as, you know, I'm not a chocolate person, so that's why I thought it was hilarious when you said about the chocolate cake for breakfast. I did make a face. I was like, wow. But so many people have their thing, whether it is chocolate, whether it's tea for me, which I'm talking the caffeine. I love all tea, but the caffeine tea, and maybe it is because I don't realize I'm going for it for energy, but it's just comfort to me. And I do want to ask you about comfort foods, because you have this incredible program. You've got your cookbook out now, and I want you to invite everybody where they can go to find that and they can really learn about it. But comfort food and emotional eating, if we could just stay on that, because I know it's fuel and it can either harm us or hurt us. But sometimes even the stuff that's good for us, if you have too much of it, like me and my tea, it can be harmful. So can you let us know where we can go to find all your stuff, and then let's just talk a little bit about that.
Sure. The cookbook is the Healthy Fuels Cookbook, and I'm just in the process of having it published as well with Heather Andrews, our publisher from Follow It Through, who published What Self-Love Got to Do with It. So, but the cookbook is available on my website as a PDF file. Just go to drstaceycooper.com, and you'll see it right there on the homepage. If you would like a coil-bound printed version, just email me. Contact me right through the website, drstaceycooper.com, and I can package one up and ship it off to you, and we can get that taken care of. It's a beautiful coil-bound 8.5 by 11, full-color photo with every recipe.
Oh my God.
It's a great, beautiful book. I've had so many compliments, and I've had holistic registered nutritionists review it, which just, I was so thrilled, because their review was, usually in a book, there's always something that they want to change or that they would suggest to change. And they said, this is the first cookbook they've come across that they wouldn't change a thing. And
I need one.
I was just so floored, because, you know, there's always something, oh, well, this is great, but you know what, this one little tweak I would make, nope, they said they wouldn't change a thing, and I was so grateful for, I that just blew me away. I was speechless, which doesn't
listening
happen very
to
often.
No. Well, you're a wonderful speaker, but you think it's because at this time now, it's your second chance. It's like your way of sharing this and really listening to. Well, when we all work on that self-love, like what you said, when we listen to ourselves, I think we're usually pretty honest. Our inner beings and our heart's desires are pretty bang on. They're pretty near perfect, aren't they?
Yeah. So when you're talking about comfort food, that was such a word for the cookbook, because in the introduction of the cookbook, I say you can use this book to swap out your old standbys for your new stand-ins. So we have stuffed peppers as an entree, and you just make it a little bit differently. We have lasagna, and we just make it a little bit differently, and you still get fabulous things like that. And that's what I love to teach people at my Balanced Living Academy. It's a 2-day event where we talk about not only the food that you eat, but we talk about what your body needs, what your body does with what you give it, because nobody understands what happens on the inside. And when you start to understand that, and then I show you what to eat and what not to eat and why, when you have that why, now it's like, okay, I know I want to go down path A, but I know if I eat this thing, it's going to take me down into the ground, literally. Mm-hmm. Then it's so much easier to make your choice, because you understand why you're making the choice. Then I show you how to swap out those unhealthy fuels for great, easy to make, tasty fuels, and you still get your favorites. You still get your pasta dinner with bruschetta bread and chocolate mousse for dessert. We just make it a little differently.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna pop on and check it out too. And as a holistic nutritionist, I want to do that too, but I'm already going to love it. It already sounds delicious. I love that you said when you understand how things work or understand why, then you can, you get more involved. And it's so funny. I wish I had the quote in front of me. It was back in, I remember 2012. I just moved into a brand new apartment. New life, fresh start, here I go. And I remember hearing somebody say, when you understand how, and it was in reference to nature at this time, like when you understand how nature works, you respect it and want to help it. And I love that, because when we understand what you just said, and so I guess, yes, you have this 2-day academy. If people were to learn how their bodies work and they understand it, then they'll want to save it. They'll want to nurture it. They'll want, when we understand how we work as energetic, like energy human beings, then we will want to save it and rescue it and give it self-love. I love that.
And when you see how easy it is to do it, you just don't know how to do it. But right. When you're shown how easy it is, boom, you know, it just uncovers everything. And the remarkable thing is, because I've presented the Balanced Living Academy 7 times already now. So I have actually videoed the entire program so that those that can't reach me here in Brantford, Ontario, or in St. George, where I present it, they can do it anywhere, anytime, online. Just go to balancedlivingacademy.com, balanced, B-A-L-A-N-C-E-D, livingacademy.com. /join, and it's right there. All the information is there. Testimonials are there. You'll see how easy it is, and it will be a 7-week program, because there's 7 modules that I present throughout the course of the 2 days, and I do all the instruction.
And you know what? I have said this to you before, because we've spoken on the phone a few times. I'm like, oh, you're actually really easy to listen to. You have clarity in your voice, but you have that momentum. It's not too fast. It's not too slow. It's a great delivery. So I could actually do this for sure online. Now, there is one thing that really can prevent a lot of people to even doing the simple things. And I'm going to bring it up, because I can't believe how perfectly it was. I actually chose, out of your mindset tips, I already chose which one I wanted to talk to you about. And it's actually, first of all, just to let all the listeners know, in the book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It, every single chapter at the end, they have those lessons learned and mindset tips. I love this. I absolutely love this. I think it's perfect. And so what I did was I chose one, and here it is. So, Stacey, this is really interesting. What will stop a lot of people from doing anything, including myself even stuff, can be a lack of courage. And your mindset tip, number 2, which I picked, it was courage. So your mindset tip was, courage is to ask for help. It takes a community to flourish, and your community is there to help you. Take them up on their offer. You'll be glad you did it. I'm so thankful for the help that I've received from my friends and mentors. And I have 2 parts to this question, because we have 8 minutes still, and I'm so excited about that. Changing the way you eat can be scary. And I want to acknowledge that for everybody out there. And it can be scary to start a new program. I just started a 4-week program on core training, and I'm freaking scared. I'm like, what happens if it's too hard? What if I fail? What if I, you know, all these things. Dr. Stacey, I want to ask you about courage, and what part of self-love, where can we reach into and find courage or ask for help to have our courage built up? Let's talk about courage.
Well, the first point is knowing that you want to make a change. That in itself takes courage, because now you're stepping out of your comfort zone and you're understanding that there is a shift that you want to make. So you already have courage. And, you know, so many people, like you just said, oh, what if the core strength is too hard? What if I can't do it? You know what? Who cares? Nobody's there to judge you. And start from the beginning. And do what you can. And each day, just try to do a little bit more. That's all that. Nobody's asking you to do it. That's all that you can do, want to, have to do, right? Mm-hmm. Just take a step forward. And that's the first step in taking courage, is acknowledging it first and then just taking a step and knowing that there's so many people there to support you and help you. And you don't have to do anything alone. And that was one of the biggest lessons that I learned through my experience. And I'm here to help you. You know, we're all here in this together to support each other. And no one has to do it alone. And in regards to changing how you eat, I know that people are so bombarded with so much misinformation and not understanding the physiology of their body, which I have an in-depth knowledge of. And that's what I share in easy to understand scenarios. Just like I talk about the car and the engine and diesel fuel and gasoline, right? People can relate to that. And when they don't know what a particular diet is going to put them into, like a starvation mode or ketoacidosis or, you know, hunger or, you know, which is actually breaking down muscle tissue, not fat tissue, your body works in specific ways in where it gets its energy from. And if you're not fueling that system well, it's going to default to other ways to get the energy, which does not necessarily leave you healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's why low-fat diets are actually starving you and making you fat, because when you take fat out of something, it doesn't taste as good. They have to add sugar to make it taste good. Mm-hmm. Now you're increasing your sugar, diabetic connection, you're getting fat from the sugar, and you're not healthy, and you're starving your nervous system and your brain and all that. You know, so people are so misinformed, and that's why I love to break down those barriers. So courage is about recognizing, yes, you want to make a change, and then just searching for someone that you resonate with, who you connect with, who shares the same vision as you, who's been where you want to go, and can show you the path. You know, if they've already been there, done that successfully, that's someone that you want to follow.
And they probably have already been challenged, and they've been through. I love finding mentors. Somebody's been there or does it or is living it, because they've been through some rough patches too. Guarantee you, you've got 14 chapters of it to prove it. You know,
that's right.
And when
you have somebody who already has the steps in place, then it's a no-brainer, and it's easy to follow, and you don't have to figure anything out on your own. And of course, you're being supported.
I like what you said earlier. You said a fast track, you know, your second chance. Given you had, I'm going to misquote you here probably, but you said because of your second chance, you were able to create those steps and fast track the next person that can have you as their mentor.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I was on the brink, and if I didn't change my ways, then I wouldn't have seen my 33rd birthday. So here I am 50 and feeling 25 and in better shape than I was, you know, at 25, probably, certainly much better shape than I was at 33, and just loving everything that I'm doing. And like I said in the very first segment, when you open up and share and support rather than push to strive, it shifts your entire situation. And now, you know, people are coming and wanting what I have to offer, because I've been there, done that, and I have a streamlined system to take you forward on it. And to be able to share that with audiences through my talks and speaking is just incredible.
Yes. You can feel it. You can hear it from you. And that is one part about you have stepped up and have how your self-love came about what I recognize is that you had the courage to say, I want to make a shift. I like that you said that. That is courageous right in and of itself, because you have to get out of your comfort zone and say, oh, this isn't working for me, and I love myself more. And what I'm hearing in that statement, Stacey, is I'm worth more. And that
Absolutely.
Is a big, that's the big self-love. This is about worth, and this is about value. And everybody listening, you are all worth trying something. Who cares? Like what you said, Stacey, nobody's watching you. Nobody's going to judge you. If I do this core thing tomorrow and fall flat on my face because I can't do a plank, well, then, you know, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to try. And that means right there that I've loved myself for even trying. So in this, we've got just about 2 minutes. It's going to come fast. But I want to ask you, Stacey, if in this last 2 minutes, there's something that you specifically want to touch on and share, or any special invitations or...
Well, self-love, you know, if we are so busy doing for others, and that's what we've been taught from a very, very early age, and in our culture, it's selfish to take time for yourself. Well, you know what? If you don't take time for yourself, you're going to be dead very fast, very soon, or at least living a life that you hate because you're tired, frustrated, fatigued, your fuse is short, and you're snippy with everybody because you're exhausted and overworked because you're giving too much to everybody else and zero to yourself. So your priority list needs to shift. And I talk about this often, is oftentimes there's not enough hours to take care of the priority list for each day. So you may have intended to do your workout that night, Monday night or whatever, or to do your meditation or to do this or that, but that's at the bottom of the list. And by the time bedtime rolls around, you didn't make it to the end of the list. So the next day, you transform what didn't get done from the first day back onto the priority list for the new day. However, it gets reprioritized. The stuff from the bottom of the previous day doesn't get added to the top and stay at the top and start there first. No, it gets reprioritized, and oftentimes our own stuff gets shifted or shafted to the bottom, which is, shit pile.
Yeah.
So here we're not taking care of ourselves, right? But when you shift that, and that's part of my clean living formula, step two of clean is L, learn the plan. And the plan is hard entries and soft entries in your calendar. And hard entries are non-negotiable. So when you plan your meditation time, when you plan your exercise time, and it's inked in there so it can't be erased, now you are on your priority list, and now you're experiencing self-love and expressing it to yourself. And you know what? Others will love you more for it.
And with that, Dr. Stacey's on a roll. I have got to cut her off, though, and I just love her. And she has so much to share that you will have to go to her. So go to drstaceycooper.com. I'm going to share that on my Facebook page. And we'll run out in 10 seconds. I want to thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Light on Living with Lisa Berry and Dr. Stacey Cooper.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.